The views and opinions expressed by the hosts of Black Talk Radio News and any guests represents their views and their views only, and do not necessarily represent the views of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network. And welcome back to Black Talk Radio News. We got about maybe 15 minutes, a little less than 15 minutes left in today's broadcast, but I do have some breaking news that I want to report. And it's related to our main stories or topic that we've been discussing, and that being Colin Kaepernick being blackballed out the NFL and also the NFL Blackout 2017. But longtime listener, Otis, also a new abolitionist, shared a story in our chat that I will report before we go off the airwaves. But let me just give a quick rundown of some of the stories that I had posted for you concerning this. And I'm not going to go deep into them, but we got Ray Lewis now. Remember, Ray Lewis was being blamed for the Baltimore Ravens not signing Colin Kaepernick. And I was also thinking, knowing their front office with I.C. Newsom, who is a black man and a very successful general manager. And there was some serious talk about signing him, and people were blaming, and there were memes going around with Ray Lewis playing the role of the house Negro in Django, that film Django. They had all kind of memes out there about him, and they were blaming Ray Lewis. But Ray Lewis is now coming out publicly saying that he wasn't the one that caused Colin Kaepernick to not get signed by the Ravens. He said it was a tweet by Judy Batista, who is Colin Kaepernick's girlfriend. So yeah, let's bring his girlfriend into it. Like, she don't have freedom of speech rights, and let's just dog him out because, no, Ray, come on. No, let's not even throw this out there. But this is
all she had to say. Johnny, I brought you up here to talk to you about my underwear.
Give me just a second, as you
that
know,
makes sense.
A lot of these sites
rely box of briefs from Fruit
on ads, and that's what you're hearing there. But let me just share her tweet. Now, Ray Lewis is blaming her for him not getting signed. So this is what she said. She said, "I'm startled that he has not been signed. I've been told ever since I've started covering the NFL that talent wins out. We've seen teams take chances on a lot of unsavory characters. The fact that this is what has tripped over and they can't come to grips with signing a guy who has kneeled for the national anthem, but you sign guys that have enormous legal issues. And they've been embraced by teams and they've been embraced by fans. I find that curious." So I don't know. She doesn't mention Ray Lewis by name, but Ray Lewis had pled guilty to obstructing justice, didn't get no jail time in the plea agreement with the prosecutor in Baltimore at the time, all right? And he pled guilty to obstruction of justice in the murder of two black men. And they signed him anyway. They didn't say, "Oh, we don't want, you know, you Ray Lewis to have an NFL job since you admitted guilt and obstruction of justice in a murder investigation." So maybe Ray Lewis is thinking that she must be talking about me. She must be talking about me. So let me come out in the media and attack her. I'm not even going to tell you what he had to say. So moving on. This is this guy right here. But a lot of people, in my opinion, that works in media, corporate media, who get paid to tell lies and entertain people and not really inform people or have serious discussions, that they suffer some kind of moral failings, or I don't know. I don't know what to call it other than moral failings, mental illness. I don't know. But Jason Whitlock has a mental illness. He is really obsessed with Colin Kaepernick in ways that just aren't healthy. So he was recently blasted Fox Sports. I guess he's taking a spot, the Fox part, serious. Oh, this is how their so-called news organization or their news broadcast operate. Let me be a racist, just like, you know, the proxy racist black people they have on Fox News. That's how I can have longevity in their sports division. I don't know. I'm trying to make sense of something that don't make sense to me, except for this man don't believe in justice. He don't believe in truth. But this is pretty sick right here, where he has hired apparently a white person to impersonate Colin Kaepernick. Again, Jason Whitlock in the past has made an issue that Colin Kaepernick has a white parent, even though he identifies as black. You can't deny him his blackness based on having a black parent. And certainly the system sees him and is treating him like he a black man. But Jason Whitlock tried to say, make an issue by making a comment, something like, and I got two black parents. We don't care if you got two black parents. Clarence Thomas got two black parents. What is the skin color of the individual parents have to do with it? It is justice. It is your mindset, whether you are for justice or you for slavery. If you for selling out for butter biscuits from the corporate plantation to attack who it wants you to attack, anybody that's challenging the status quo. So, I don't want to say that about all of the people who are sports news anchors, because Shannon Sharp has done a great job in pointing out the hypocrisy and you know, being supportive of Colin Kaepernick. So those are two stories I didn't get to, but